Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. A mix of heroin and fentanyl killed a young Northfield woman. Those are the results from the Hennepin County Medical Examiner's Office related to the July 3rd accidental overdose of 25-year-old Tessa Schultz. The Northfield Police Department received the results yesterday. Chief Monty Nelson noted again that over the last several months, area police and medical professionals have seen many examples of illicit drugs that contain fentanyl or carfentanil, including three in Northfield who received naloxone and survived. Both of those drugs are often lethal in very small amounts. Nelson once again stressed, if you, a friend, or a family member is struggling with opioid addiction, please consider treatment options and obtain naloxone, which is available at area pharmacies. If you find someone in potential overdose or unresponsive, call 911 immediately, stay on the scene, and provide emergency responders with information and drug details. If you do that, you are protected from prosecution. Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn updated the story on the kayakers rescued a couple of weeks ago from the Cannon River. It began with an inexperienced kayaker losing control of her boat.
And capsized and was slammed into a tree, and she was pinned against this tree. By the time we got to her, there was a delay in locating them because they thought they were south of Faribault. But when we got to them, she'd been in the water almost 2 hours, so she was hypothermic and suffered some upper body injuries and was going in and out of consciousness.
Luckily, the other kayakers were holding on to her. Deputies used their river rescue equipment and UTV to transport her to a waiting helicopter. She is stable and recovering.
But she did suffer some pretty significant injuries in this incident. So thank goodness she had her personal flotation device on. You know, otherwise I think it could have been, you know, more of a recovery than a rescue.
The other three kayakers from Owatonna and Red Wing were uninjured. They're moving earth over by the Northfield Hospital for the Benedictine Living Community of Northfield, a 97-unit senior housing project. Community Development Director Chris Heineman updated KYMN on the building projects. This $22 million project will take all of next year to complete. In the downtown area, the renovation of the former Rubenstein continues. Reunion has been a more complicated project.
It actually took three separate spaces, and because of the vision and the opportunity to open up those spaces and make it one larger unit, it had to be reviewed under an alternative building permit requirement.
The permits are completed. They've also been working with the Historic Preservation Commission on the exterior facade and with the state's Historic Preservation Office, SHPO, on a final review. Heineman added,
without developers that are willing to take the risk and put that kind of investment into some of the existing buildings, we just wouldn't see the long-term viability of some of the actual downtown businesses.
The project is estimated at over $2 million. While they'd hope to open this year, sources say that's unlikely. In the meantime, the new Marriott Fairfield Inn and Suites on Highway 3 has moved up their reservation system to take reservations for October. As they meet other benchmarks, they'll move that date up even further. And celebrate our 50th anniversary kickoff. Tonight from 5 to 9, right in front of the KYMN studios between 2nd and 3rd Streets on Division in downtown Northfield. It's a chance for us to thank the community for 50 years of support for local radio. We'll have cake, ice cream, prizes, and dancing to the sounds of the Rice County All-Stars. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.